There we go.
Boop beep boop beep.
Okay, so last session, by the end there, you guys were tasked by Truffaut to get this machine killer carbine that is at the dog's lodge, ski lodge, held by their scavenger Gagarin, and it's was pretty much up to you how you want to do it. So I need to stop my so it was up to you to devise how you want to plan it. But yeah, let's get going. You are by the helicopter still.
So we're gonna need to go into dog habitat. No, none of us is a dog, and we're gonna stick out like sore hairy thumbs.
The thing with the dogs is they have a market where people come and trade things, and most animals, well, not maybe not most, but a very large portion of animals have been to the dogs at some point or other in their life. So
So it means that I have some kind of a connection with either one with the dogs in some kind of a way because I've got lots of goods.
it's more like you come and they hold the market, and then you just show up and you sell your stuff. You are there, and anyone can go by kind of your stall or your the place where you are located, and look at your wares and buy
So it's
them.
like a flea market,
Yeah,
basically.
a flea market.
Yeah, all right.
Speaking of fleas, so we have a good point of entry with Concrete and his bag full of stuff. Maybe he can try to pretend he's gonna sell stuff, and it makes sense for me to accompany him.
Yeah, I need a bodyguard.
The monkey, the bear, and the moose. I don't know.
And
Maybe we should.
Ringo.
No,
Not the
Ringo's coming
first.
along. Let's not bring Ringo along.
Ringo's coming
Not the
along.
first time I've been
Why
in the
are we
market.
letting him come along? He's gonna get himself killed.
He keeps getting really close to me.
He's
That's a
standing
good
right
thing.
there, right next to you.
He's really
I
close.
think
He
if
touch
he'll
he
die,
touches
it
me
will
when
be
he thinks
all
that I'm
right.
not noticing.
That doesn't change the fact that our badger friend's just talking shit.
I don't want him to die. How? Well, all right. We do our mission. You guys do your mission.
That's
You
fine. I
also.
mean, it's not like they don't want visitors or anything.
We're gonna
It's
be
not like people
like,
can't just
hey, you
go into
gotta
there.
kill watchers.
Yeah, we'll go in just like that. It's fine.
You also had a contact that have
Yeah,
been feeding
Fox.
information. A fox named Mir.
Yeah, maybe we can like meet at plain sight, something like that. Like hide in plain sight. That's what I'm trying. What is the name typed out?
Good thing we truncate silence.
Yeah, it's like the Russian space thing, since all dogs have space-related names.
Well, as we travel, we'll get next to their habitat, and I'll figure out a plan closer there.
I don't know. I think that we have to, I don't know, get to some agreement to how are we going to approach that fox and where. And I think like in the market will be great because we can talk to him like haggling the prices over some stuff and through that exchange some messages or like they talk in prison where they want to kill someone but they don't want to say we're going to kill someone.
I'm gonna hug Tom tonight at midnight. Give him extra loving. That kind of talk?
Yeah, or just some people just need pedicure and manicure,
That is fair.
Well, what did they tell us when they said we have a contact that we need to meet up with? Like, did they give us a meeting point and a time, or did they just say you have a contact? It exists.
It is a fox.
It's a fox named Mir, and that he has been feeding information to Truffaut. That is pretty much it. It's up to you if you want to use that contact or not, but they might know more about how to get a hold of this thing or how to reach it or where it might be.
But contacting them or asking around will probably get them discovered.
Yes, you need to proceed with caution. So, yeah, Ringo is standing next to Tolkien holding onto his pant leg. Okay, so right now
Yeah.
we're.
Meanwhile, Tolkien is just trying to brush him away, probably ineffectually.
Yeah, it feels like he kind of attached himself to you because you were nice to him.
Your fatal mistake.
You also have Wildpaw nearby still, since you haven't left, in case you want to ask questions or anything like that.
I mean, we should find out how they normally communicate with each other, so that we can just use that channel and we don't have to risk anything, right? Or what do you guys think?
I think we should, it's the worst thing to do.
I'm back.
Maybe we should split, you know? Maybe we should, get some information through the market and, on the other hand, try to establish that communication line with that fox and then gather around at some place. Or maybe it's a bad idea.
I do like that idea. Tolkien's the worst at hiding or being stealthy since he's a massive deerman.
All right, well, first things first, then I guess I'll go talk to Wildpaw about how they generally communicate with Mir.
Okay, so Wildpaw, who is sitting, I guess, working on something while you were discussing plans, kind of puts down what she's working on, looks at you. Most of the time he shows up at places, or he leaves messages at predetermined places. There's really more communication from him than to him most of the time.
So where would be one of these drop zones that he leaves stuff for, you guys?
There are a few different ones, usually around inside the forest, near specific trees, in a hole in a tree, or under a fallen tree, or places like that.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not somebody that we can just, you know, talk to face to face and interrogate.
It's possible, but you need to be careful when doing so and not reveal bust his cover.
All right. So I guess we should split. Some of you guys try to see if you can just meet him face to face and ask him some hard questions about how to get that special gun. And on the other hand, me and Alex, I forgot how your character is called.
Crosby.
We'll just go to the market and sell some dildos.
Very well, then.
Ringo kind of pulls at Tolkien's pant leg, looking up and says, I could also go to the market and sell things. I've been there before.
Fine, we'll go to the market with them.
He looks really pleased. Big smile up at you.
So, GM, before we leave, I would like to make a bunch of little notes, you know, I guess however they generally communicate with each other, so I can put those in those drop spots that I was listed when we get there.
Okay, so...
So they're just going to be notes that are going to ask Meyer to meet with us at whatever X location that we can, you know, securely use to say meet up with this person, and then we can talk to them face to face if they go to any of the drop zones to, you know, deliver stuff like they normally would.
Okay, so you just want to leave a number of different notes pointing to this one location.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sure, you can make up some notes that you have ready to.
Okay, cool. And then with that, then I think we're all ready to go, right? No one else has any business here at the helicopter?
Mommy?
You are... muted, Roy.
Sure. I shouldn't be.
No, not Roy. Roy.
So I think me, Crosby, and Ringo. Yeah, it'll be confusing. So me, Crosby, and Ringo, we're going to the market, and on the way, we're singing this famous song: "Market to buy a new." Is it pig?
I don't know the song.
It's a child's. It's a children's song from. It's an American children's song.
I mean, I don't even know what a pig is. I've never seen a pig.
Yeah, well, it's a pig.
Oh, right. Well, it's a pig.
I've heard of long pigs.
It's called, like...
Well, I vote that we don't sing that song. Also, I extend my non-talking and grunting instead until we reach the market, so I don't have to sing the song.
It's a famous song. It's called To Market.
Just because it's famous doesn't mean that it's good.
Have to look that up.
You know what else is famous? Fascism. All right.
Yeah, I hear it's making a comeback in the States.
Oh, gosh. Let's not. Let's go to buy a fat pig.
So
that's where.
So the three of you, is anyone else coming along their group?
What's the plan? We're going to be the undercover market guys. I'm going to be the bodyguard with my machete.
No, we're not going undercover. We're going as ourselves. Simple, clean. Just you, me, and that lizard, dude.
The lizard is clearly going to die.
Tolkien's going along too.
All right. So, and we're not going to get into trouble or anything. We're just going to see what those dogs have to sell, and we'll try to sell them. Ask how's everything going. You know, have you been pissing in your territory lately? How's your eating habits? You know, stuff like that.
Buried any bones recently?
You know, just general small
talk. Yeah, you know, general small talk.
All right, sure. Let's do that. But why are we traveling separately? We might encounter stuff or watchers. Ah, fine. Let's go. I don't care.
Yeah, Eastwood is going to... He's going to go hunt himself a little bit before he... he's going to get something to sell at the market. Less suspicious that way.
Okay, so, like, meat? Food?
Yeah.
Okay. And finally, we have Faraday.
Well, I will not be going to market. I will be, you know, the only one apparently participating in my part of the plan, so. So I'm going to go to all those drop sites and then wait at, you know, Site X.
Okay.
Since Eastwood has to go hunt, he could probably accompany you to that and then afterwards go to the market.
Okay, so are you traveling together closer to the dogs before splitting up, or are you separating already here by the helicopter?
I don't see any reason why we'd need to separate. I mean, what if we run into more land sharks or other nonsense? So I think it's better to just move as a group, right? Because that's just a normal thing travelers would do anyways.
I, as a character, is not worried about land shark. As a player, I think there's no reason to splitting up.
If we'll move as a group, as seven people all together, it'll raise a lot of suspicions.
I don't think in the woods does that matter. Like, we could split up closer to the other habitat.
If we're just taking, like, the normal roads, then it's not going to look weird. Like, that's just how people travel. People travel in groups.
Not groups of Captain Planet diversity animals. That's going to look weird.
No! Not necessarily. Like I said, if we're all just going to the same fucking place and we happen upon each other, it just makes more sense to fucking walk together than, you know, not together. Like, if you want, we can all fucking, you know, decide to walk far enough away from each other that it looks like we're fucking, you know, not really together. That's fine with me. I don't fucking care. I'm just
saying. You want this. You want here. I want here.
Exactly. That's fine. We'll do that. If that makes you feel better.
I don't care. Maybe not.
We're doing it.
Maybe with considerable distance between each duo or whatever.
By the way, there's a picture. I think I forgot to show you guys. A picture of Truffaut.
He did show. It doesn't show anything. Can't see anything.
Stop lying. I see it. I totally see it.
I see a nose and a gun.
That bear has a gun.
All right. So, yeah, well, let's travel.
And Truffaut was a giant, if I remember right. Like, even compared to us that are huge.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a gigantic old bear. So, you see that you in the lower left corner of the map is the helicopter. That is where you are as we start.
Yep.
And
really close.
Yeah, you are quite close to the dogs. It will not take that long to get there.
Okay, no. Okay.
Will you be traveling through the closest route through the forest, or will you move towards the trail and follow that?
Well, I think the people that are going to market, I guess, would split and, you know, go up the normal road, like, you know, normal peoples that are trying to go to the market, and us who are going to stay in the forest anyways would, I guess, just stay in the forest, right?
All right. So Team Badger goes through a trail.
Team Badger and one lizard.
No, it's Team Badger.
And all a moose. Right.
Why?
Because Ringo wants me to go with him.
Jesus. Okay, so let's switch up.
Christ, listen.
Let's get the bear and call it Team California, and you go with the monkey.
Listen, it's a bad idea. Ringo, you go with the moose on, like, way behind us, and me and us badgers will just go together. It will raise a lot of suspicions if we'll just all go together and, like, as a group.
Heck, we're going to their market. In general, raise suspicion.
You stay back.
Not really. I thought you were like a traveling deerman. Like, you just go around other fucking, you know, civvies and, you know, tell them stupid shit.
Yeah, but deer people also avoid encampments. Like, they're notoriously skittish.
So stay in the forest with the other guys.
Exactly.
But then I'll hurt Ringo's feelings.
Then oh, Ringo can go with you.
Woo-hoo.
No, just leave Ringo with them. We'll go alone. Team Badger. Why do we need Ringo?
I'm just about to fry at Ringo on a stick, you know? Is annoying me. Listen, Ringo. Easy there. Listen, I know you want to come with us, but it's a bad idea. If you want to go to the market, fine. Just go with the moose if you want, but separately. And that's it. Aside from us, I just don't want to raise too much suspicion.
But yeah, I can sell. I have my cart full of stuff to sell. I've been there before.
You know some people there?
Not that many, but I recognize
so
some.
So no. Just meet us there if you want.
Okay. Then he walks over closer to Tolkien again.
Excellent. Where is my staff? I should be able to swat this guy away.
So, okay, Tolkien, keep an eye on him because he's like, you know, he likes to be attached to stuff and especially people. So just keep an eye on him. And not people, I mean other animals. And we, me and Crosby, will just go to the market while singing in song like that.
So, in the end, how did you guys decide? Are you going, like, separate enough to keep, so that you will be separate groups, going together?
Oh, as soon as we said Ringo, we're just going to start leaving, not waiting for the others. We're going to take the trail. Probably not the best team players over here.
And at that point, Tolkien will follow people. And by people, I mean Faraday.
And Faraday, what are you doing?
I'm enacting my plan. I'm staying in the forest to go to those drop sites and, you know, leave my notes and then wait at the one that I told them to meet at, you know?
Yep, the drop sites, though, are fairly close to the ski lodge. Mm-hmm. So you will basically need to move over there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going nearby... close to the badgers, or are you leaving them completely to their own business and just waiting until they far enough away?
Well, we travel as a group together for a time, right? And then they take the trail, and I don't take the trail. I go through the, you know, more wooded areas and use those to get around.
Okay, and Tolkien is following you, and who's left? Hunter, you were going to go out and not Hunter. The
bear.
Hunter. The bear that is the hunter, but
no.
Not named Hunter.
Bear. His name is Bear.
My name is Concrete.
His name is Eastwood, but for purposes of the resistance, he is Bear.
Yep. This will never get confusing.
No, because we have a hunter who's not named Hunter, we have a bear who is named Bear, and we have Roy and Roey. This is just going to get confusing as fuck.
Okay, so...
I'm going to have my badger have my Wolverine, his resistance name is going to be the nice guy, so it's going to be even more confusing.
No, he's going to be called Moose.
Yeah, Moose. No, I'm not.
Okay.
Let's go!
So...
Bear. She'll be called Concrete Bear, so it's even worse.
No, so, veto.
So, Bear, are you going to stay and hunt in the forest near the helicopter and then move closer, or are you going to go closer and then hunt nearby the ski lodge?
As I said, he's going to go with Faraday and help him look around the drop sites and then split off from him after a while.
To hunt then.
Yeah.
Okay. So, for all purposes, you are traveling as a giant group. A giant group very spread out, but still a giant group. Am I correct?
For now.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the beginning of the trip.
Okay. Let me get my dice. Ha 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 ha, dice.
I'm gonna roll that into encounter table.
You don't have to
leave them. Just use your imagination.
I'll just show you what the dice ended up like.
Well.
That should be good.
Let's see.
Oh, wait, no. It depends, because if it's the random generation table, like if it was raw, that means like a hot rock spot. So high is not good.
Okay, so you got, you have a few hours of walking to get to the dogs, but it won't take all day. But it will be, you will get there during the afternoon. Once you have spent about, say, about half an hour, 40 minutes walking away from the helicopter... Anyone who wants to can roll me a scout roll. Anyone who is keeping a lookout on what's happening around them, which hopefully is most of you, because it would be really irresponsible to walk around not keep a lookout when you're in the forest.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm rolling I'm rolling scout. Sorry. Again, how do I roll scout? I just
I got two success on two dices. Nice.
You hit the rolling button, then you get a window that says put in how many. Yep.
So yeah, you have four and one skill dice.
That's what I did.
You push that. Get a trauma point. You're gonna get a feral point. Oh, by the way, we all got two feral points.
Yes, you did.
I forgot to put mine.
You get to add two feral points.
So if you didn't use any feral points last game, Rory, you're at four. So it's right below XP, I think. Wait.
No, it's right under animal powers on the right side of the ship.
I also have like an ability to sense danger, like sixth sense.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you can spend it on?
Like every FP you spend modifies your scout roll by plus two. I don't know what an FP.
Oh, shit. That means you would have like two more dices. But you should have called that before rolling. FP is a feral point, but it's whatever. It's up to the GM. But you can also push that roll and get damage.
Yep. If you push the roll, you will get damage.
That's how you get feral points, though.
Yeah.
Which you're going to be able to spend to do awesome things like burrow through a land shark.
So I'm not going to roll anything else. This is my roll, and I'm going to deal with it.
Okay.
You can also just spend those one feral point to get the two extra dice.
Nah. No. All right. Life is like that sometimes.
Well, good thing for you is that you're walking together with your friend there, who is kind of eagle-eyed right now, it seems. And Roy and Ed also got successes. So basically, both of the two semi-parties have someone, at least, who notice there's a buzzing in there, like from some large wasp or something. It's high above. Very, what's it, the word?
High. Just say it in French, I'll translate it.
It's a buzzing from if it was a very large insect high above you. That's buzzing, and I guess the ones who notices it.
Can I roll no nature and tell it?
No, I'm going to come to what you look up and you spot it. There is a drone above you, high above you.
Ah, shit.
I wave at it.
No, you sneak. Let's sneak.
Oh, we sneak. Yeah, we sneak.
Okay, let's sneak, guys. Let's do that.
Yay.
Okay, so everyone who wants to sneak can sneak.
I mean, could it see us before we saw it, or...?
It seems to be in a position above you and following along.
Yeah, so it's gonna look suspicious if they all just break off. But I mean, I'm my own little group. I'm not actually affiliated with these gentlemen. So I'm just gonna keep walking normal, like...
No, you sneak, please.
No, I don't sneak. We're not affiliated.
Because
it's
all
going
to see us. Like, we're in the forest right now, though.
Yes, you are in the forest.
So it's easy to sneak. I take one damage. I got one success. I believe...
Oh, no. I don't believe in this, but I'll fucking roll it for you guys.
Roy has a spare success.
I don't know. Should I push this?
Well, let's just get everyone rolling so we know how many success we have in total.
I already rolled.
Yeah, yep. I mean, everyone who didn't roll...
I'll roll, but Eastwood's just kind of like, I don't give a fuck.
If the Wolverine gives a fuck, everyone should give a fuck. You saw what it did to fucking... Wait, well, you didn't, but... I guess we lived in this place long enough to know what drones can do to humans, to people.
Okay, so seems Ed and Roy are the ones who did not succeed.
They can push. Roy can push easily. If he wants to.
Okay, I'll push my two die.
Sorry, Roy. Wait, you only have one in... Did you inverse your rolls?
Yes.
Okay, so you're fine. No, yeah, you're fine. Because you didn't get a point of trauma.
Okay, so what happened here now? So many rolls.
I think we also... Roy can use a spare success to use it on Ringo. If he wants to.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah. If someone gets more than one, you can spend it on someone else to help them.
Everyone got a success. I took a trauma point. Yeah, I'm the only one who took a trauma point because Roy just inverted his role.
Okay, so everyone disappears into the...
It's training for the resistance, guys. You gotta learn to pick your battles.
So do you stay like hidden and wait for it to move on, or do you keep pushing to go further away?
Let's wait and see what he does.
Is he gonna take like super long to stay over us?
I love it. It's just gonna fucking sit there. We're gonna be stuck here all fucking day.
Oh no, we're gonna wait for like an appropriate amount of time, 10 minutes. If it doesn't move, I'm gonna start moving again.
We'll all just scatter in different directions, see who it follows. They're out of luck.
Yeah. And then we just, you know.
Okay, so you sit and wait. I'll go with the previous scout role. We're getting too many roles here right now. So.
He sees us.
No, but the ones who succeeded in the previous scout role, you hear something. It's kind of far off right now, but... It sounds like there's something very large that doesn't mind making a lot of noise that's coming towards you through the forest.
Okay, so we're gonna have to get the fuck out.
Does it more sound like treads, or does it sound like some wild beast that maybe the scout was tracking?
It's very even and like constant, and it's coming straight for you.
I shall. Can we have a guess of what it is? Because I assume it's a ground guard, ground unit.
As loud as it is and how steady it is, yeah, it probably is.
I say we do a run for it.
You are muted.
Such a good runner. I don't know. Maybe I am. Like, agility 4.
Oh, you're great. I have agility 2.
It's worth
trying.
Some
people will just. I don't know. I think if we'll all run, some people will just get caught and then we'll
acceptable
get separated.
Losses.
I don't know. I don't know. I think it will be stupid.
You can
I think
spend.
We should...
You can spend excess successes on other characters.
Oh, all right.
Okay, we run for it. We all just scatter.
So are you scattering? You're running in different directions because that will make it hard to help each other.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Let's see what the rules are.
Let's just all run to what towards like the market or something, and let's.
I think that he's coming from where the market is.
It is?
No, it's more coming from.
Okay, so let's go towards the market.
It's basically coming from your left side. I'm guessing that you kind of followed the path, like the forest on the edge there, towards where it actually says trail, roughly, because you didn't want to go before the checkpoint. I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's probably coming from the checkpoint.
Okay, so everyone who's running, roll me move.
Anyone's got a spare success?
I did. I got nothing, and then I got a success and a biohazard. I don't actually remember what all the symbols are yet.
Biohazard gives you a damage in that stats.
Okay, but I got a success. Yay.
I'm going to have to push this.
I don't know what I got.
You got nothing. You can push it, though.
I pulled something.
It's going to give you fatigue. So you got a success, and you take... Oh, you take 2 points of fatigue, I think.
Yep. So
a disaster.
But take your 2 feral points, too.
Yep. So everyone who got a biohazard symbol and pushed it takes fatigue to that amount of biohazard symbol you got.
Where do I mention the fatigue?
It's
right to your stats.
Right by your stats.
It's agility damage. That means that in the future you're going to roll like... Your stats minus the damage points.
I got like
trauma took. Yeah.
All right.
Remember to add your feral points.
All right.
For all of the damage you took, you also get feral points.
I get feral points as well.
Yes. So that
how
is
many,
like
how many feral points are you at?
I have like 2 feral points right now. So what I
you should have
4.
Did you were you at 0 last game? Did you use any?
I don't know. I don't think
he used.
So
any.
You should be at 4. Because yeah, you got 2 from last game, and you keep them from game to game. You should get 2 at the beginning of this game. Now you should have 2 more, because you just took 2 trauma, is that right?
Yep.
So you should be at 6.
All right, I'm at 6. And what does it mean?
That's what you use to use your animal powers. I don't know what your animal powers are.
Got it.
It's an automatic success whenever you use them, but you roll as many dice as you use feral points, and you could have a misfire or a new feral power, like the moose over there.
Got it.
Yeah, so it's for feral powers, it's just a pay the cost, and then you roll. It will automatically work, but it has the chance of misfiring.
It's mana.
Yeah,
pretty got much. It.
So did everyone succeed
at some point?
I managed to get a success.
Did anyone get more than one success?
No. Moose is gonna die. What about Ringo? What's happening with Ringo?
I'll be right back.
Okay. Well, let me roll for Ringo then. Actually, I have to look at his stats.
Damn,
the point where you're like, I hope he doesn't make it so I have somebody to die with me.
Nah. Don't you have fleet-footed?
No. I got antlers, huge, and herbivore now.
Ringo is a good runner.
Push it.
I already pushed it. Got damage.
No, Clace. There you go.
So, Ringo helps you.
Ringo pushes you on his cart and pushes you somehow.
No, but he keeps shouting at you encouragingly. And this way, this way. Seems like he is good at knowing his way at getting away from things. Dangerous things. So, he actually feeds you one success.
Can't you, like, don't you have a stat that's pretty much like Inspire from the Chronicler?
I think I can make a vision roll to give a bonus.
Well, you're fine, but that probably would have been better. Like, you do a vision roll to help someone move so they could give you his extra success.
But I don't have the one yet to make it so I can do it anytime. It takes hours for me to do a vision roll.
Wait, that's your skill, though.
I could pick the death one.
Yeah, normal visions without the talent takes hours.
Oh, wow, okay. But do you give your dice bonus or whatever, something like that? I'll read it, don't worry, keep going.
Yeah, yeah. So all of you managed to get away from the lumbering doom that was approaching. And you get to the road. Do you go on the road?
Yes.
No, that's not part of the plan. I gotta stick to the plan.
I would say you are roughly here right now. Right where it says trail. So your options are to either follow the road or to go along the trail in the forest.
Which one is the quickest way to the dogs?
Well, it's pretty much the same route. Either go on the trail or nearby the trail.
The
trail will probably be faster since it's an actual
trail. Yeah, let's take the trail. Fuck it. I'm just tired. I want to go eel. Oh, maybe we shouldn't do camp. Nah.
It's, I would say, it would be around 1 o'clock, slightly afternoon right now.
All right, let's go to the dogs. Let's take the trail. Fuck it.
Was it drinking a water would recover fatigue?
Only during rest, so you need to take a few hours, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay. Shoot.
So,
did my confusion heal from sleeping? I can't remember. I think it did.
It should do. I'm not sure if we did it or not. How much confusion did you have?
2, but I think I healed that.
Yeah. So, who is first among all of you people? Oh, Alex is not there.
It would be Crosby. He's going to make sure he's first there.
How do you determine which is first? Like, agility?
No, just who is at the head of everyone traveling.
Crosby.
Yeah, I have a feeling he will say he is, but unfortunately he's missing right now. Maybe his landlord.
We pushed him to the end of the line, you know, just, you know.
He just stops moving, got this vacant look in his eyes, and just stands there. Like, his player went AFK.
Well, I'm going to split off like I planned to and, you know, go to all the drop sites. So see you guys.
Did he just lose? What, did he just have a halo that disappeared?
Yeah, his PC halo disappeared. Now he's just an NPC. His player logged off.
Well then.
Since we were told to not go to the market, we're going to just follow Faraday.
Hey,
me and Ringo.
Okay, so it's Faraday, Ringo,
Eastwood.
Bear, Eastwood. And Ringo.
Bear Eastwood.
That goes off.
Oh no, 2 Ringos? No Tolkien? Dang it.
Yeah. You have now become a Ringo.
That's why he was so close to me.
It's an infectious disease that turns you into a Ringo.
Hi guys. I know things.
I'm the worst beetle.
Okay, Alex, you're back now?
Look at my cart full of stuff.
No, I'm not back. Yes, I'm back.
Okay, what I asked just as you you left was, who's going first of all of you people? And everyone said, Crosby. Right. Yes, so as you go, you come around this like turn in the creek, and coming in the opposite direction is a let's see what can be, let's say it's a wolf.
It's a wolf.
Yeah, it's a wolf carrying a he's got a large sack on his back, loaded with stuff. He's wearing like this what are they called, you know, the kind of like pants that have built-in suspenders that
overalls.
No, they're just pants, and then they go up a bit over the stomach and has like suspenders.
Yeah, right. Overalls.
Overalls. Okay. He's
or coveralls, whatever you want to call them.
He's got overalls. He's got it's probably like a t-shirt or something, and this poncho and a hat with air flaps on that it has cut holes in it so his ears can poke out. Because his ears are pointing in a totally different direction than
okay. The
original person who had it.
Yeah.
He looks like he's whistling slightly to himself. And he smiles when he sees you.
I growl.
And goes, hi there.
Oh. Hello.
Ah, more of you. Ah, interesting. Are you heading towards the market? I just came there from there myself.
Yeah. We want to go and sell some stuff there.
Oh, that is today. There looked like it's quite a lot of people there today. So I'm sure you will get some good deals, whether you're selling or buying things. I'm currently just heading over to meet a friend of mine. Maybe you would be interested. Would you be interested in buying things since you're going to the market?
What are you selling?
It depends on what you're selling.
What he got?
Okay, let me just roll up here what he has.
By any chance, have like a huge gun that can kill a lot of stuff?
I got crayons. I got blue crayons. I got yellow crayons. I got red crayons.
I got military grade machine guns. You know, the usual stuff dogs have.
I don't
two squeaky
have
toys.
Purple
this
crayons.
One's ripped, but you know, whatever.
I got a couple of paper clips, some moss, a little bit of coins,
a
machine rifle,
a shower curtain rings,
an RPG. You're like, these things are not. What are these things? Is that like the other?
It's called Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, I actually just scored this myself, but
it's an automobile,
a human skull.
I actually just scored this myself, but I bought it just because I could get a really good deal on it. It's this, and then he kind of kneels down, takes his bag and opens it up and pulls out. It kind of looks like an old cardboard box, or not cardboard, like paper box, about, I would say, 30 centimeters long, or a foot. It's very faded in colors, and it looks like it's old, but it's still got like some plastic or something over it.
Can I roll a comprehend?
If you want to.
I will try this as well.
So none of you understand what it is. Or just Alex.
And I will roll.
Where is this?
What was the roll?
Comprehend.
Don't put.
I'd help you guys out, but I'm clearly in the forest already on my mission.
I'm also trying.
Wait, am I even there?
Don't push it.
Nope. Oh, wait. No, that's Rowie. Not me. I could push it.
Yeah, four of wits. Nice.
Well, pushing it did me no good.
Okay, so
do it again.
Who will want this shit? I don't know what the fuck it is.
Oh, you don't know? Oh, let me show you. And from the end that it's slightly open, the plastic, he takes like a smaller paper box, much smaller, out of the larger paper box. He takes it, he opens it, and he pulls out this little paper, kind of like a tube. These are really good, and he holds it between his fingers. You know these, right?
gonna kill you.
And you, all of you still looking at it like, huh? Oh, you don't know? Oh, you take these, and then you put the one end that's, like, brown, you put it in your mouth, and then you light the other end on with a little bit of fire.
Oh, shit, it's a carton of cigarettes! Does he light one? Because I've never smoked before.
No, he doesn't light one, but he's like, is that something you would be interested in?
Does it make appropriate amount of light?
It doesn't really light, but it feels really nice.
I don't get it. And it makes me angry.
Calm down. If you don't want to trade,
don't
then...
I don't know. It looks like something that I don't want to have anything to deal with. So, but you mentioned that you have a friend that he might have some interesting stuff.
Oh, I'm on my way to meet him, but... right now, but it would be the opposite way of the way you're going.
And what kind of stuff does he usually have?
Depends on what he can find, really. I don't really know what he has right now, but...
So I was fighting a land shark, like, the other day, and I got, like, a couple of teeth, and I'm going to make a weapon out of it, and I'll try to sell stuff. I like to make weapons and sell them. Do you think that, you know, maybe that, you know, that's interested in buying weapons?
Oh, there's bound to be hunters or warriors at the market who will be interested in buying good weapons. I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm looking for somebody intelligent, you know, somebody that knows stuff.
I don't know anyone particular, because I usually don't trade with weapons myself, but so someone who trades with weapons who's intelligent, that's usually not a combination, you see? And then he laughs a little bit.
No, I don't.
That's rich coming from someone who bought depreciative goods. It's something a Wolverine would never say. This Wolverine, anyway.
So, well...
All right. Thank you, Mr. Wolf. It's been nice meeting you. And
call me Aldrin. Yeah, it was nice meeting you as well.
See you later, Olive Garden.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Take care now. And then he whistles and keeps moving. And then he will pass everyone in turn. Oh, many of you. Oh, one more. Okay. So you guys keep going and... I'm going to go with the party who goes actually towards them first. So you guys coming closer, and you see there's this area that you can come out of the tree line, and it's kind of clear cut. There's no trees, and you see this very large building. You guys see the picture? It's a large building. It's got a smaller building to the side. Number of caravans and containers and wrecks of vehicles, and it's got a fence all the way around it with some guard towers.
This is the market?
This is the ski lodge, the dog habitat.
So we have nothing to do here, I guess, unless we want to die. So where is the market?
The market is inside the fenced off area.
Oh, got it. All right.
So you see it at a distance.
So I'm walking towards the whistling, you know?
Mm-hmm. And
while I'm whistling, I'm telling like a dirty joke to Al Crosby.
What dirty joke?
I don't know. Something.
Something about apes.
Yeah, yeah, something about apes. So they like, you know, they like look between your fur for some bugs, and then they eat them, you know?
I saw an ape once open the mouth of a frog and put his dinger in it. It's the dirtiest thing I ever saw.
Yeah, it is dirty. So yeah, but monkeys, they're like, I don't know, sometimes I feel like they're super sexy. I don't know why, I feel attracted to them.
Something wrong with you, man. Flea pickers. Got droopy tits. Men and women. Weird butts. Butts aren't supposed to be exposed like that.
I don't know, I find it interesting.
Okay, so to interrupt you guys talking about ape butts, you get close to the gate. There are a number of a few people standing in front of you, kind of like a queue system that's built up by the gate. There is a guard in front, and he's talking to the first person in line. And he's kind of looking through his what he's brought to see if, like, he's checking out his wares before he gets to go into the market.
Oh, no, you don't. I will pick a fight right at the entrance.
Oh, let's just, you know, pass through. We're innocent. We've got nothing to hide.
So that person, he goes through. I mean, the guard doesn't take anything. He just kind of, like, he makes sure that the guy is legit trying to go sell things. That he's actually bringing wares to sell.
We've got plenty of wares to sell. All right, well, we're fine.
The next, cheers. You hear the guard talking to the next person, a bear. Big bear, he's got some, kind of looks like he's reinforced his, he reinforced a vest and put like bones and little pieces of metal and stuff in his vest. And he's got this big axe on his back. And the guard said, yeah, you'll have to leave the axe outside. You get it back when you go out again. The bear kind of grudgingly looks at him, stares him down for a moment, glances up at the towers where there's a couple of wolves. There's a wolf in one and then a fox in the other. They got bows up in the towers. He kind of grunts a little bit, hefts off his axe.
I'm going to put my machete in the cart, in the bag.
Okay, and then he gets let in, and it's time for you. The guard, you come up to the guard. He says, so why are you here?
Sell shit, get money.
We're here to sell some stuff.
Got anything good?
Got some. You forgot to press push to talk.
I've got this club that I'm working at. It's going to be nice. My friend here is a weaponsmith, so we're going to craft it in there and just sell it.
Got some premium tools. You best believe, brother. I don't know why I'm turning
It's made out of shark teeth.
Ah, sure it is. Got any weapons that you're not planning to sell?
Nah, it's all for the sale.
Yeah, you know, it depends on what we'll get in return.
Well, normally we don't let weapons in, but if that's what you're planning to sell, I guess it's okay, but we will be keeping an eye on you guys. Make sure to not do anything.
Oh, you better believe it. We won't do anything wrong. We're just, you know, in and out.
Okay. He nods and the gate opens a little bit, and behind it there's a husky, another guard who kind of opens and lets you guys in.
So as he opens the door, I turn my head to Crosby and I say, "Why? What's the problem with their open ass? I don't know. It's you know, it's out in the open. It's hairy. It's beautiful. I don't know. I like it. I like to look at it. You know."
Better not sell my machete. It's not gonna get any less value if it gets doused in dog blood. You better believe it.
You say that as you pass the gate?
Maybe.
Oh boy, this is going great.
They look at you like, did you just say that?
What did I just say?
Don't listen to him. Every time he gets a menopause, he's like, you know, he's crazy like that. So don't listen to her.
It's been a long day. Long day.
Okay. So you proceed in, and with that, I'll pop over to the other group for a few minutes.
All right.
So you guys plan to go around and plant notes in the drop-off sites?
Yep. I mean, Tolkien's just following Faraday.
And Ringo is following you.
Roll to right.
And Bear's just kind of there. Bear Eastwood.
Okay. Whoever is looking for these drop-off sites, roll me Scout. See if you can figure them out. I mean, they're not the most noticeable things. I mean, they're supposed to be secret places.
Let's see here.
Game on five dice, really? You gonna do me like this?
Should I push it?
Take the bag.
Ugh! Well, I at least found one, hopefully.
Yeah, fuck it. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna push it too. God damn it!
Okay, so both of you get headaches trying to... I mean, there's trees and, like, that tree? Could it be that tree? That tree has this hole in it, but that other tree also has a hole in it. There's like trees all over that fit the description. And then finally, Tolkien, you realize, yeah, it was a tree with a hole, but it was close to this rock that kind of looked like a... Well, it was a rock that was standing up on an end. And you finally figure out that it must be that one. Out of all these trees with holes, it must be that one, because that one, it makes sense. It fits the entire description, not just partially.
He'll point that out to Faraday. I think it's that one.
Very good. I'm not too versed with this whole ordeal. Kind of wish...
I know all there's right. less boats here than you're used to.
And I'll put the first note there, and I guess we'll move on to our next, you know, little site. And keep going till we're done.
I'm going to do some hunting while they're looking for these sites. So I'm going to roll my hunt stuff.
Roll your hunt stuff.
Ah. Hooray.
So let's see. Did it say how much meat you got from my hunt things? 1d6 rations. Oh, Roy? D6?
All right. Hooray.
Nice. Are you, Alex, are you holding your cat hostage?
Maybe.
Okay. So, do you want to describe yourself what you find?
I find the... I have no idea. It's mystery meat. I literally find mystery meat.
Mostly used up land shark carcass?
Yes.
Well, this is more meat that you found. So, you already had a bunch of... Or who was it that had a lot of... Land shark
Cosby.
Meat. Okay. Maybe it's some sort of like weird creature that used to be a deer-like dumb animal.
Yeah.
It's got like three antlers and just looks, one eye.
Looks like Tolkien.
Looks exactly like Tolkien. Maybe it
oh
was
God,
Tolkien.
Oh God, it is Tolkien.
Tolkien oh, was just looking at something on the ground and kind of crouched over. And now he's been butchered. Oh dear.
He got cold and just took his clothes off.
If that's the case, then I might have shot an arrow up his butt.
But
so I certainly did not help at all.
Now you get this. It's a fairly common type of animal that you shoot and then you butcher into decent chunked pieces. And the other guys, they move around. You do not find all of the drop locations, but you do find most of them. So there's a couple of them who are that are hard to figure out where they are exactly, but you got most of them.
Okay. So with that, then we're gonna go wait at the X site.
Okay. So who's there waiting? All but Bear. Hello.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's everybody but Bear.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. You guys are staying there. I'll drop off you guys. Bear, what are you going to do? Are you going to head in towards market?
He's going to the market now.
Okay.
He stops in, says hello, figures out what they found, then's like, all right, I'm going to head to the other side for the other part of the plan.
Okay. So you head off. You get to towards the gate. There's a number of guards there, and they question you when you get closer. Like, oh, so why are you coming to the market? Got anything to sell?
He just kind of shifts the carcass on his back.
Okay. Well, you have to leave the bow, because I guess you have the bow on you. A bow tends to be not the easiest thing to hide. Or
yeah, just look to them, nod, keep it safe, and he hands it over.
No, you can pick it up when you head back out. Come in.
He looks at the one who's taken it and says, keep it safe.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a very flat level stare.
Yeah, yeah, buddy. We'll keep it safe.
And then he goes in with the carcass.
Just throws it on the weapon pile.
And then he proceeds to jump up and down on the weapon pile. And it kills himself because he was just jumping down up and down on a bunch of axes and machetes.
Impels on Albert. Albert.
Uh-huh.
Nah. So, back to the group who came to the market earlier. What are you doing once you're actually inside now?
I think we're going to pick a fight.
Don't pick a fight.
Okay.
You basically need to be close to me because you need to be guarding my shit. And I'm going to basically look at people that understand a little bit about weapons and try to sell stuff, buy stuff, and ask some dumb questions.
Are you setting up, like putting down your shit and putting it on display, or?
I'm more like looking from one table to the next, like one place to the next, looking at what other people are selling. And if I see something nice or something that's been well-crafted, I ask about it and give it a price.
Okay, are you trying to buy things?
More trade, yeah, trade.
Yep. Are you looking to trade anything, or is there anything in particular you're looking for?
More like pretending that I'm trading. I'm not really going to trade anything unless I really find something interesting. But I am more looking at for people / animals that it looks like they know stuff about weapons.
Okay, so you're looking in particular for weapons people.
See, yeah, especially high-hand stuff.
What's the name of the dog who had the weapon?
I don't remember.
Oh, the one who you have to get the carbine from?
Yeah.
Gagarin.
Gagarin.
Okay, so you walk around between the stalls. I mean, it's a market, so there's a number of stalls selling things. There's a few people who've, like, thrown a blanket on the ground and just put all the shit they're selling on there. There's a few people selling. There's, like, a dog there, that's a dog breed, a border collie, who's selling like sausages, smoked sausages and stuff like that, like meat products, not just the meat, but things made from the meat, some smoked sausages, ham, and that kind of things. There's a few of the people who more like seem to be like they've traveled there. Those are the people who have like things on a blanket more, because you don't bring an entire stall with you. The stalls seem to be mostly like dogs and wolves and foxes who actually have the stalls because, well, they're on their home turf. It's easier to have a stall when you live next door.
Yeah.
A few of the people who've traveled, they have like assorted junk in bits and bobs, and like someone has like a little small glass jar of looks like screws and assorted rusty screws, and there's one has a handful of nails and little pieces of metal and some faded.
Nobody
plastic
that
bits.
Looks like he's got some craft in him or some intelligence to basically assemble something. I don't know. I'm looking for somebody that sells stuff that either he crafted or he kind of knew how to fix. And if it's a weapon or weapons, that's like perfect.
Okay. There is a person kind of on the side, slightly behind the stalls. Say like around there, like slightly behind the market itself. Who's sitting there has this little camping chair and a small table, and he sits there and he's got a few, like a handful of tools there, and he's sitting like working on something right now, and he's got like a pipe in the corner of his mouth, like smoking.
Is he a dog?
Yeah, he is a dog, and it actually, since you're looking for someone who looks like they know what they're doing, it looks like he knows what he's doing. It doesn't look like he's just randomly trying to pick something apart or something. It looks like he's trying to repair this thing. And he's like sitting there with his pipe smoking, calmly screwing and putting things. It looks like he's an accomplished person.
So I'm giving a good look at what he's trying to fix. And I'm trying to basically understand what see what it is. And maybe I can give him some good pointers.
Comprehend.
I need to write. Oh, shit.
You have the option of pushing, but then you will take damage. No pushing?
I'm not pushing because I already got like my, what's it called? Fatigue.
Oh, the damage you would take from a comprehend is, isn't it wits?
Confusion?
Yeah, so you wouldn't take fatigue, you would take confusion damage.
God, okay.
You take two confusion. Confusion, and you don't really understand what he's working on.
So what is this thingy that you're working on here?
He puts down his screwdriver, takes a puff of his pipe, and then he looks up at you. It kind of looks like he assesses you for a few seconds. And yeah, you know,
I give him my famous Eddie Murphy smile.
Just for the difference is you have fangs and things.
But you know, I'm smiling fake, like yeah, ear to ear.
And he goes like, "Yep, this little contraption, all the humans used to have one. One of these every single human had. It was so important to the humans that every
How
single
do you
one.
Know?
Oh, I know things.
Hmm, interesting. Maybe we can benefit for each other, because I don't know a lot of stuff, but I know how to find stuff, if you know what I mean. Nudge, nudge.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, maybe. You got anything that would interest me?
Well, it depends on what you're looking for.
I'm mostly looking for advanced things or spare parts to be able to repair those things. Because, well, as you know, most things are broken.
Yeah, most things are broken. Well, I know.
Do you got any springs?
No, I can.
Do you have any springs?
I think I do. Let me just check in my bag of holdings.
Okay, you can roll for your scavenge to see if you can find any springs.
Scavenge. What is scavenge? Scavenge.
Scavenge.
What's that? What's the attribute for it?
Let me check here. It's there. Wits. Yeah. Also, remember now that you took 2 damage, that means you only have 2 wits.
Okay, so cancel that last roll because I just didn't know.
Yeah, that's the drawback of taking damage here. You get less dice to roll next time.
Oh, excellent!
Ah, you do have some springs.
I told you, I know how to find stuff, you know?
Though, no, you didn't push it too good. Okay, otherwise you're taking more confusion, but yeah. Let me see those. And he like takes the handful of springs that he had, looks through them, kind of puts them up, holds them up towards the sky so he gets good lighting, looks at them, squeezes them a little bit, like to see if they're still springy. Not that one too big. That one might do. Yeah, this one. And you're muted.
This is my special spring, you know? I call it Mr. Springy. And because, like, when I found it, I kind of knew that it'll be special for me. And I don't know. But if you like it, I think I can think for a price.
What do you want for it?
What do you got?
You got any... Any good bolts and screws?
You're asking if I got any good bolts and screws?
Yes, I am.
I can look for them. I think I have them. Just give me one sec, all right?
Okay.
No, I can't find any.
Because what I have, it's a little bit much to trade for just one spring.
I have some other stuff that I can just, you know. Or maybe I can go and find those bolts and things that you want. I'm good at finding things. But again, it depends on what you're willing to trade.
Well, I'll show it to you if you want.
Oh, yeah. Show.
And he reaches into the front pocket of his jacket. He takes out this small little metal box with a hinge on the side. See this?
Huh?
He flips open, so it's open. It's got a little metal contraption there, and then a flame comes up out of this small metal box. You know, see this?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we have a deal. So that one for that spring, I think it will be a good trade.
I need those bolts and screws as well.
Give me like a few, I don't know, a little bit of time. I'll go look for those. I'll probably find something.
Okay, I'm holding it. Just hope no one else comes by with equally as good of a spring. And some nuts and
bolts. You got it. You got it, buddy. What's your name, by the way?
Oh, goddamn astronaut name.
Let's go with your easy Sputnik or some shit.
Yeah, he's Sputnik 36.
My name is Hunter 32.
Pleasure to meet you. Hope to do more business in the future. And he shakes your paw.
Yeah, it'll be we can do stuff together. We can reach places. You look like a very smart person. Yeah. Let's go, Crosby. We need to find some bolts and what else?
I'm back at the stand. I'm pretty sure I'm on the ground, watching stuff.
All right. So I'm walking towards all the other vendors, and I'm looking for bolts and screws.
Okay.
What's the difference between a screw and a bolt?
Generally, a screw is the one that has kind of like a pointy end that you force in.
You need a ratchet.
Yeah. And the slit where you put a screwdriver. A bolt generally doesn't have a slit or anything. You just have a wrench or a pliers or whatever you happen to. And you hold the sides. And generally, it has a flat end.
Got it. So I'm looking for one of those at the other vendors.
You find some, and you're muted.
And I'm basically trading it with this fine club of shark teeth that I found.
Okay, that's fair. Now you've traded those things.
All right, so I'll go back to Sputnik dude, and I just show him what I got. Listen, that wasn't that easy as I thought it would be, but I think we're lucky. Look at those things. And I just, you know.
Very nice.
I give it to him.
Very nice. I'll take them. He kind of looks them over, make sure that they're good. Yeah, I can work with this. And he puts them down on his little table where he has like the handful of tools and things that he is actually working on. And then I guess this one is yours. And he pulls out this one. Use it wisely. And he gives
you. How do you use it? How do you use it, basically?
You open the lid, and then the little wheel there, you push down on it.
Wonderful. Wonderful. My monkeys are going to love this shit.
He laughs.
Pleasure. Listen, since you know a lot of stuff, I have like a weird question to you. Maybe you can help me with it.
Oh, what is it?
On the way here, I was being observed. I don't know, me and my friend here, he didn't catch us on anything, but by a flying metal thing. You know those flying metal?
One of the drones.
Shiny stuff?
Yeah. Watchers?
Yeah, yeah. So anyways, we basically disappeared from it through the woods and everything.
Why did you have to do that? They just fly around and watch things.
Because it looked dangerous, no? They're usually
they're our friend. They're here to protect us.
Oh, I told you they're here to protect us. He didn't listen. All right. Well, because what I was thinking is that they're used for metal, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this dog is the one you should be talking to. I don't think dogs are going to be much of a help.
Because I don't know, they're made out of metal, but it doesn't look like they're eating. So what are they flying on or living from?
Who knows? They've always been here, as far as any of us can remember.
So they're not alive?
They talk. They move.
It looks like they think. So maybe they're alive. So what are they eating?
Who knows?
Yeah. And you know what? If they're alive, so like, and probably they're eating and they're sleeping, maybe, so they can also, like, I don't know, they have a life and they have family, maybe, no?
Maybe. Don't think anyone has talked about family with one of them.
I think it's an interesting subject. I don't know, because I think they're super intelligent and maybe they can teach us a lot of stuff and stuff. I don't know. It's interesting. Like, if they're like alive stuff, they can like live, have families, and they eat, and they can die, and they can, you know, like us.
Could be, could be.
Hey, I think we should go back to the stand.
All right. Well, nice not talking to you, Sputnik. Thanks for this fire thingy.
Use it wisely. And don't accidentally set yourself on fire.
I won't.
He totally will.
Ski lodge to the ground and blame it on the watchers.
Okay. Where is that propane gas tank?
Okay, so Bear, this is roughly the time grunt. You get in.
Grunt.
Are you just standing on the inside of the gate grunting?
No, he's going to walk around, look at the different wares.
Okay, are you looking for anything in particular, or?
He's kind of looking for a place to set up and kind of looking for somebody who might be who they were looking for, that fox.
Okay, so are you looking for some a way to get rid of your like sell your the meat, or are you trying to buy something for the meat?
He's selling the meat.
Okay, then the obvious choice would be the stall, which has the like the sausages and things like that. They probably would be buying meat to make things of and then sell themselves.
Yeah, he's gonna go sell that to them. And then after that, he's gonna go walk around and look for the fox person, the Mira.
Okay, so what do you want for it, the meat?
What are they offering?
We got our products here. Kind of gestures in the stall. Got some water. What are you interested in?
I don't think I ever rolled for my grub and water.
It says you have 3 grub and 5 water. No, that's Hunter.
Yeah, on my sheet, I didn't. It was blank, so I don't think I ever rolled for it.
On Eastwood, it says 3 grub, 0 water now.
Yeah, because I just changed it, because when I logged on, there was nothing.
Okay, so you never rolled when you made your character?
I don't think so, because I was the last one in to make character. So what was the rolls for that?
Just checking. Hunter, 1d6 grub, 2d6 water, and then subtract 1 from each, since you used it last time. So 1...
Cool, so 4 and 5.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to try and... I'm thinking of trying to bargain with them, but that could also be a very bad idea, because if they're not, like, resistance-y people, then they could be like, oh, there's somebody looking for resistance, let's send them and get benefits. And knowing that the dogs are the dogs, most of them aren't fans of the resistance.
Oh, true.
I guess I'll try it anyway. Just look at them and say, I trade you the meat for water and a little bit of information.
No, what kind of information? Looks slightly suspicious at you. Like, it's not the common thing to ask for.
Oh, looking for somebody. A hunter I met out there wanted me to deliver something to him. Tell them something.
Well, who are you looking for?
Fox. Mira. That's all I know.
Yeah, I know who you're speaking of. I don't know exactly where they are right now.
I can tell you where he's going to be soon, and it's an interrogation chamber.
Yeah. Though I think Mir
said something
over...
about a hunt that went really well. They want to share it. I don't know. I don't really talk to the other hunters all that much. They just asked. They just saw me coming here and asked me to pass on the message. And they asked me to do it myself. So
I think Mir usually lives over, kind of scratches over there. Like you see that wreck over there.
Aye.
The one behind it. I think that's where Mir sleeps.
All right.
And
he's going to trade it for a little bit of water, like one less than he would normally get, and just kind of like as so. Yeah, water and the information is what he traded it for.
Okay, so they... Okay, hold on a moment here. And then kind of leans down and you hear, like, splashing. And comes up with this plastic jug of water. This is this much, and it's like for water.
Cool. So yeah, he just kind of bows his head and then goes off towards where they told him.
Okay. Well, you get there. It's kind of like a rusted hunk of a that used to be a car at one point in history. It seems like most of the windows have been lost to time at some point or another, and it's been covered by pieces of cloth and scraps of plastic that have been kind of used together to make layers covering the windows, and the some boards have been put on the sides.
He just kind of walks over to it and knocks on the hood.
There's no response.
Groan.
Yep, there's no response at all from the car home.
Well, he's gonna stay within sight of it and just kind of look like he's not waiting for someone to come back.
Okay, so yeah, you would be like somewhere. Why does it keep moving? Somewhere around that area.
All right.
And the other guys are the Badger Wolverine duo. I'm guessing is more closer in the market area.
We're going to. I'm just looking for something interesting that can burn.
Yeah, sure. I got plenty of food to trade.
You're going to be trying to sell off some of your shark meat.
Yes, I'm not looking for something to burn. Something to, I don't know, any interesting artifact, or maybe an armor. That could be fun.
So yeah, you're looking for armor or something special, something out of the ordinary.
Yeah, something that would fit my abrasive personality.
So sandpaper.
Exactly, sandpaper armor.
That you turned the gritty side inwards. Okay, so okay, yeah, you find one of the junk seller has. It kind of looks. It's hard to. It doesn't strike you as armor the first thing you see, because it mostly bits and pieces held together by rope. And hold on a moment. Yep, it's kind of like a vest or poncho that you kind of put your head through a hole, and then it hangs down on your back and front.
So a poncho.
Yep, but it's not really like a big clothing. It's more of like hard strips of metal and bone.
Damn, how much? What you want for that?
What kind of thing are you offering?
You're with me.
Yeah, well, it's still in the market.
Right in the pack of cigarettes you stole off that other dog.
So, what kind of things are you offering?
How about some delicious shark meat? It's a delicacy.
Mm.
I can throw in a machete.
Am I there with him?
Are you in the market somewhere? Or is just a small area anyway?
Yeah. If you want to be there, you can be there.
Oh, I'm there.
Machete, you say? Is it any good?
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Seen plenty of dog blood. I'm not gonna say. Maybe. I don't know. Oh, trust me, it's got a bite. You want to see? I can show you. Let's just step outside.
Okay, let me see the machete, and then we can discuss how much meat.
What was that, Roy?
It's worth at least, like, I don't know, 3 sausages and one of those huge ham pieces that you got there.
This is kind of like a junk seller that he's talking to right now.
Oh, a junk. I thought you.
Yeah, it was meat. Bear who was talking to the meat seller.
I'm gonna.
Oops.
I'm gonna say, you know what? I think the machete. I'm gonna go grab the machete. I think the machete is gonna be quite enough. I'm gonna try to dominate him.
Okay.
I think that armor should be is quite a generous offer for me to offer you. Just
okay. Roll dominate.
Historical machete.
Are you using your mask?
Yeah.
Your scary hockey mask.
Yep.
I don't think that will end up well. And I guess I'm gonna push.
Okay. Ah. So 2 damage, but 2 successes as well.
All right. So you can either do the trade or attack me right now.
Yeah, he does the trade.
And I hand in the machete. Oh, did you consider the rank thing, or?
What did you trade the machete for?
Armor.
It's an armor. And I can make machetes. I remember that, so I don't care. I'm going to make a machete out of the helicopter blade.
Yeah, so now you
it's
have...
It's not made out of metal.
Ah, shit. Well, I'll find metal. I'm sure there's metal in your cart. Like a something that can be bent.
Yeah, listen, can you finish this trade with this guy quick? Because I need your help with something.
It's what's the armor?
I'm trying to find the armor here to see what roughly is appropriate.
By the way, guys, are we dominating the game? Because I don't hear any Edward, Christian, or Roy in the game.
Oh, he's off at the Z site.
Oh, got it.
Don't worry, okay. I'm just listening to what you guys are doing.
Oh, okay. I just don't want the other guys to...
We did my part a minute ago.
Yeah, I was planning to hop over to them like any minute there for the last part.
Don't worry about us.
All right.
I'm just being difficult on Clace because I'm the one loner who is off doing his own thing when everybody else has their parties.
And I got pushed with them.
No, you didn't. You're off with Christian. Or Faraday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Let's go with a 4 for armor.
Nice.
What's it called? Metal poncho?
Or scrap armor or whatever you want to call it. It's basically like strips of metal. You know how like a Roman armor is made? Like you have this.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not quite as dense. There's like little gaps between the parts.
Yeah.
But it's basically that bits of metal like that. Later, so you have like you have movement. It's not a solid piece. So you can. It's better for moving, but it's not all metal. There's like some big flat ribs and stuff that are going across as well.
Good. All right, let's go. We need to do something and find a fox because this mission's not getting done. Was Tolkien supposed to do something?
Well, we're going to hop over to the guy sitting in the forest at the meeting spot they set up.
Sounds good.
So, you guys are sitting in the forest. It's a little bit chilly to just sitting in the middle of the forest. Are you doing anything in particular? Or by the way, what kind of meeting spot did you set up? Are you close to the dog habitat? Are you well hidden from it? Or
it'd be pretty well hidden, I would assume. Since we're trying to, you know, meet up with a contacted person, we don't want them getting, you know, found out.
Roughly, how far away of a walking distance would it be?
Like a click or two.
Okay. So, say like 15 minutes of walking or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you guys are sitting there. It's a little bit chilly. Ringo kind
of... Ringo froze to death. He's dead.
No, he didn't freeze to death, but he's kind of like hugging Tolkien to steal some of his body heat.
It's okay. I'll give him booze. It'll make him feel warmer, even though he's not.
I'll just kill him. No.
Yep, I'm going to give him the booze.
You said you were going to give him booze? I'm going to
give him some booze.
So are you all sharing? All
right.
Are you all sharing some booze here or just giving him?
I'll give him the canvas out of my cart so that he can keep warm.
That is what you use as a tent, as partially as your tent as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Begins here. And then he puts it over, tries to put it over your shoulder as well so he can sit close to you under this canvas.
So, Ringo, my boy, how long have you been part of the resistance?
He looks around just kind of like... If he's making sure that there's no one nearby. I've known Truffle for very long. We're old friends. So, since it started?
Interesting. So how many missions would you say you've been on?
I mostly do messages and recruitment. So, I'm always moving...
So aside from that little group we've met, how many other groups would there be?
Oh, there are some other groups that are doing their own missions. Not that many, though. We wish we had more.
I see.
Maybe soon.
Yeah, I'm just gonna keep, you know, just shooting this shit over there, apparently, while we wait. Unless, you know, we have more pressing things to do. Like, I don't feel like making potions or anything, so.
Okay, so.
I can search, I can scry and see how well we're doing, like, where we will find
Mir. Yeah, you should scry about the thing we came here for, the robo-killer.
Do a vision first. Can you choose your vision, or
do either a murder vision or... Oh, I don't have it on this laptop.
Maybe I
Clace.
Yeah.
My visions, what can I do to get pluses, is it?
Just doing a quick check here.
But for talent, or...?
No, the
for
basic...
just my ability.
Oh, so you can perform a scrying ritual to discern what is happening during the gaming session. This ritual requires a few hours and can be completed with the help of hallucinogenic plants, a sweat lodge, or some other methods of your choosing. So you bash your head, you said? Roll to scry during the ritual.
He does different plants that are hallucinogenic.
So if you have a success, you see visions of the future showing a certain action, who performs it, and if it succeeds or not. You, the player, decide what the vision shows, and you should describe it for all to hear. If the action you have predicted is actually carried out later in the session, regardless if you are present or not, it is affected by a prediction. So your stunts... No, actually, every success is going to be added to the roll for the action, or to impede it if it's something that would fail. If you predict that something will fail, you should probably have us talk to the guy or steal the weapon or something. But just roll it, and then you can decide whether you're fucked or not.
Mm-hmm.
So it's your instinct and scrying.
And his vision is going to be that he's...
Ouch!
Push it!
Should I push it? Should I just KO myself?
Do it! Push it! You're gonna get
oh god, this is gonna end hilariously.
He just passes out.
So he just rolled three failures for
just
listening
like,
at home.
Bleh.
Oh, I'm gonna doubt myself so much after this. Okay. Okay.
Yay.
So his vision is he sees Cosby just ripping the gun or whatever it is, the machine that is anti-robot, right out of
the machine killing carbine.
Yeah, machine killing carbine right out of this what is it, a dog or
a wolf? No, what can it be sneaking?
Dagar, the owner, you mean?
Yeah, he sees the burger right out of his hand. Gagarin's
hands. Okay, so you see him just snatching it out of his hands.
Oh god!
Yeah, he has like some blood on his like lip from where he's been hurt already.
What the fuck?
Just a brutal like scene.
Okay, and how do you get all this doubt?
He sees just a pile of his dead. Like friends, like the others, and so he's questioning whether or not the vision is true.
Is Cosby one of those dead, or is he the only one standing, and the rest are?
Cosby's the only one left standing. The others have like arrows in them, and like limbs hacked off.
You fucking killed us. Good job, friend.
Okay, so. It's a disturbing vision.
Yes, it's a disturbing vision, so he's doubting it.
Okay.
But I'm nowhere to be seen, so I need to get to that enclave so I can stop this.
He just rushed in. Stop that Wolverine from killing Gagarin! Okay, well, while you are under... Your influences and the various plants you're chewing to make you see things. There is
ayahuasca chewing moose.
So there's a small whistle nearby.
Oh man,
I don't need to roll for noticing it, right? We just hear it.
Yeah, you just hear it.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and look to its source.
Could be coming from those bushes over there.
Alright, I'll head over those bushes.
Are you just walking over, or are you...
Yeah, I'll just walk over.
There's a fox there behind the bushes. He is... He is dirty. He's both his arms and legs are kind of, like, wrapped in cloth. Like, strips of cloth that he wrapped around them. His fur is like slightly mangy. There's little tufts of it missing here and there, and looks like he scratched himself a lot and scratched away pieces of fur. It doesn't look that nice, to be honest. And he just looks up at you.
Why, hello. Would you happen to be Meyer?
Who are you?
Currently, I would be Faraday.
And what are you doing here?
How do you pronounce the bear's name again? It's Trophant, right?
Truffaut,
okay. Truffaut sent us to get the machine killer carbine.
Oh, don't speak so loudly.
Man, you're a jumpy lot.
You would be too if you were living, like, right in the middle of the most watcher-friendly habitat. So what do you want?
Right, I suppose. Well, we were wondering if you had any information regarding the machine killer carbine and where we might acquire it.
The what?
Machine killer carbine.
What is it? That dialogue going on in the kennel where we are all staying?
No, it's in the forest outside.
Got it.
If it's what I think it is, Gagarin has it. He's got all the fancy stuff.
And this fellow would be?
He's like the head scavenger, kind of halfway got like us here.
Mm-hmm. And where would you find him?
Oh, he's got his own. An entire cabin to himself. The only cabin, really.
Okay. Well, I thank you for your help in this, and hopefully our mission will be successful and you can go about your business.
Please don't make a mess of everything. Please.
I have no plans to.
Too late.
What are you planning to do so I can know not to be there?
That was out of character.
Well, I just need to confirm that he, in fact, has what we're looking for. So we're just going to see if he's willing to trade for it. If we can get it that way, then everything's good. If not, then we're probably just going to have to steal it from him.
I will make sure I stay far away from him in the near future, then.
Yes, quite. Well, chap, thank you for your time. And you can go about your business. And we shall do the same.
Good luck, I guess. Bye. And he heads off. Okay, let's see. We're starting to run low on time now. What do you guys... Should we do anything more, or do we...
Yeah, let's storm and run and steal the weapon.
Okay, so a giant combat now by the end here.
Ugh. I think so. It'll be best if we'll finish the session right here, or is we have some other stuff
to do? Well, I mean, what do we plan to do? Did you guys just want to go into that only cabin and take the damn thing, or
we could sneak in?
I mean, according to
we don't know that
to
you
fucking
have the information.
Tolkien, right? If we do that, we all die except for you.
He's just stupid.
Yeah, he's stupid.
Yeah, no, that would never happen.
No,
it would never happen.
But we don't have that information
because
you're
outside.
With
a little bit more intrigue. You know,
we don't have that information, so we can talk about it with you guys.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, player-wise, like what you guys want to do. Like, do you guys want to do big combat and just take the thing, or do you guys want to do like have more time next time and make plans to steal it or other stealthy secret things?
Remember, remember, this is inside the dog habitat, and if you just go open in and try to kill your way to it, you probably have to fight roughly like 100 people or something like that.
And every person we kill reduces the population, which means less people.
I don't mind.
Listen, this entire compound smells like gasoline to me.
Oh shit, if only I took Burrow, that would be a genius move.
Indeed it will, dude. Indeed it will.
What did you take as feral powers?
You're talking to me?
Yeah. What do you have as feral powers?
So animal powers, I have hunter instincts and sixth sense.
Wait, we have sixth sense? Is that a badger thing?
I'm pretty sure it is.
That's when you can detect danger before it happens, right?
Yep.
Okay, nice.
So anyways, dogs don't handle fire that good, so...
Nothing wrong there.
Anyway, I'll stop the recording now, because I think we're done.
All right, do we do the end session first?